gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Park. Here with me today, as always, Dylan Fields.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode.
Now, Dylan, you know, we're behind an episode, but, you know, we got a bunch of things to talk about today, whether it's March Madness or NFL free agency. A lot of things happened within this last week that we got to discuss.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day got the best of us. Scheduling conflicts come up. They've happened in the past, but we move on and move forward.
Now, Dylan, I got to ask you, since you went out for St. Patrick's Day, I didn't get the luxury to do it this year, but did you see anything crazy?
I didn't see any leprechauns. Caitlin stayed inside.
Oh, my God.
My friend Colin stuck a mini plunger to his forehead for 5 minutes. And it left a hickey-like mark on his forehead, and it's still there today, four days later.
Wow.
Yep. So he had to go to work with a big red dot.
That's crazy. I had a lady come in with, like, the Doug Diggadome a hat, but it was a leprechaun hat, into my store, and yeah.
That's great.
She was a character, that's for sure. But other than that, just a bunch of drunk people I saw. But, yeah. You know, hey, that's what the holiday's for.
Yes, it is.
They're holding their Bev, like we are right now.
I held my Bev this weekend. I had a couple Dogfish Head, Seltzers, a couple High Noons. I think that was really all I drank this weekend. Yeah.
Nice. I had a little bit of Casamigos this weekend. Got into a bottle of that. And then some good old High Noons. Can't go wrong with those.
When in doubt.
Noon it out. Exactly.
Still waiting for the sponsorship.
Yeah, we want that so desperately.
Yes, we do.
Any sponsorship, though, is appreciated, though. If you're interested in sponsoring us, you know. Yes. Contact us on social media or any platform you can.
Especially since we lost Anchor, it's free.
Yeah, it was free.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, it's no longer free because it's no longer a thing. So sad.
Yeah, it's just inexistent. How's Leia?
She's good. She's actually our special guest for today. She's laying right behind me.
Oh.
I don't know if you can see her or not, but.
No.
Oh, she's laying on the bed being a good girl right now.
Good.
But Dylan, did you put any bets on any games this weekend?
Yes, I signed up for Bet365 because they had a promotion. If you bet $1, you get $365 free bet.
Wow.
Still going on right now. I quickly tried to double it, and I lost it on one bet. I thought it was a shoo-in. I followed calling our shots. I've been so pissed with this kid, but calling our shots bet the over for Anthony Davis to get 27.5 points on us Sunday night. So no, Saturday night. Yeah, no, Sunday night, last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, I woke up $365 less than I went to bed with.
Oh,
it was free. So,
like Anchor used to be.
Yes, and the free bet that I did was the $1 bet, but I bet $10 just for fun, and I did win that bet. So I cashed out the money that I initially put in and made. So
technically didn't lose anything.
I didn't lose anything, just didn't win $365, which I was trying to just do a plus 100 and get the money back. And then I was going to turn around and put it in FanDuel because Bet365 doesn't have good parlay builders. I think that's going to be my move for like the next time I sign up for one is do like the, you know, good promo, cash out if I can, move it to FanDuel and then just keep going. But my goal was to take the 365, double it to like 700, double it to 1400, double it to 28, and so on and so forth. But so that was really the only bet. I did Joker for plus 37.5 points and rebounds to get my bet settled to get the 365. But I did not bet on any college games. Actually, I did. I did on Saturday. I bet Mizzou, Kansas, and Alabama money lines.
So only one of those hit.
Yeah. Yep. But in my bracket, I have, ironically, I have Bama versus Arkansas, Bama winning it all. So I wanted Kansas to lose, theoretically, in my bracket, but from my heart, I didn't want them to lose.
Yeah, my bet, my bracket got destroyed yesterday. With the loss from my, not last, from Miami. It was, you know, I'm looking at it right now. Oh wait, oh yeah, Marquette's the one that really screwed me up. Baylor was pretty bad. Let's see. Oh wow, actually, that bracket's not doing too bad. I thought I was looking at my bracket at work earlier today, and I don't know what I was thinking.
I only have a couple that I'm saying, what was I thinking? But I'm in good shape. Like, are we in the Sweet 16 right now?
Yes.
So I'm just going to go through my Sweet 16 just to see what I would have had. And then if you have yours pulled up, that'll kind of give us a good idea of where we're at. Some of the first 64, like first round of 64, I messed up on a couple of those, but for the most part, it's been pretty solid. Like, so in my bracket, I had, I'm just going to go down the line, Bama, Virginia. So that's half busted. Baylor, Arizona, half busted. Purdue, Duke, both busted. Kansas State, Marquette, half busted. Then I have on the other side of the bracket, Houston, Indiana, which, Miami, right?
Wait, what?
Did Indiana lose to Miami?
Correct.
Okay, so that's half busted. Xavier versus Texas. Is that still a thing?
Yep. 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 That's correct.
Arkansas versus St. Mary, which UConn won that.
Yep.
And then I have Zaga versus UCLA. And is UCLA and Zaga a game?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so my it's not that bad. But then I've got Bama and Baylor, Duke and Marquette, so that's busted. Houston, Texas, and Arkansas, Zaga. Is it Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Is it?
I don't know
how to pronounce the correct
pronunciation. Actually, I don't even know if that's correct. It might be Gonzaga. It might be.
I think it's Gonzaga. Bama, Duke, Houston, Arkansas, Bama, Arkansas, Bama. So that's my bracket.
So for mine, actually my whole right side, so I have in my Sweet 16, I actually have Houston versus Miami, Xavier versus UConn, or no, not UConn, Texas, Arkansas versus UConn, and Gonzaga versus UCLA. Wow. So that's my whole right side. But it gets really ugly on the left. The only one I have left on the left side of the bracket is Alabama. So I had Alabama versus Virginia. That hurt. Yeah. Baylor versus Arizona. Hurt. Purdue versus Oral Roberts. I had Oral Roberts going on a tear. Hurt really bad. And I had Kentucky versus Marquette. So that side's just absolutely mauled. And essentially, I just have to pray that Alabama makes the national championship, which I think they will. I think they will.
Yeah. So do I.
What'd you choose for your final score?
I didn't. So my bracket this year, for some reason, the one that was printed out, they didn't have a tiebreaker, which they usually do. Let's just say, okay, so if it's Bama, Arkansas, I think that the final score is going to be 78-64. So that's 144 points. Yeah. 144 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have Bama versus Houston. Which for some reason I thought I put UCLA, but I guess it's Houston. I had Alabama winning 78-72.
Wow. So
or,
pretty
no,
close.
That's a three. My bad. 73.
Pretty close.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually impressed that the whole right side of the Sweet 16 is right. Other than I really only missed games in the round of 64. I got everything else right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm happy with that.
It's not too shabby.
Not at all.
So let's get into some NFL talk, why don't we? Oh, you're still muted.
My bad, guys. Our Cleveland Browns went ahead and made some moves. We added up some defensive line help with Dalvin Tomlinson from Minnesota, Oboe from Houston, and then Maurice Hurst from San Francisco, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help out our D-line a lot. Oboe actually was ranked in the top five or top three maybe in quarterback pressure this year. He was actually ahead of Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was 3 and 4 for him, or them. And then Dalvin Tomlinson, he's a pretty solid nose tackle or defensive tackle, whatever you want to call it. I like the deal that we gave him too, 4 years, $57 million, nothing crazy. The one I'm most happy about is Juan Thornhill. I always thought he was super underrated for the Chiefs.
Super underrated, but he's replacing John Johnson III and my good friend Blake, who will never say the Browns do well, did point out that in comparison in 2022, Thornhill finished with 52 tackles. John Johnson finished with 79. Thornhill finished with 3 interceptions. Johnson finished with 1. Targets was 38 for Thornhill. Johnson had 38 targets. And then Thornhill receptions allowed was 24. And Johnson was actually 22.
Okay, so I have a rebuttal against that. If your tackle has, or if your safety has a lot of tackles, that means your defense has a problem.
Oh yeah, and I'm not here to say that Thornhill wasn't a good pickup, because I am so flippin' excited for him to join the team. I would like to stay in the safe side that says he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. I think he knows what he's doing.
And he's going to be cheaper than John Johnson. I mean, that's ultimately the reason we cut him. It's not because he sucked necessarily, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot better deal. Someone that, you know, is a winner. He's won 2 Super Bowls now. I'm not saying just because of him, but, I mean, he was the starting safety on those teams. I really liked that pickup, though. And I'm hoping they're not even close to done.
I don't think they are. I do think Maurice Hurst will be kind of a gamble to see just how well he can perform after only playing, what, 2 games since like 2020?
Maybe that might sound right. I don't know for sure.
Well, they're both
yeah.
And I think the next move is to start looking around for a wide receiver. I did bring up the point that we didn't get Brandon Cooks, but maybe it's because we're still waiting to see what happens with Hopkins, what happens with the other free agents. There still is Mecole Hardman on the table and DJ Chark. Both are great receivers, and they've had some good years in the past. Everybody keeps saying that Mecole Hardman gets injured a lot, but he was only injured like last year from like the last previous 3 years, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody that I've talked to say that this isn't a good wide receiver draft class, which I think is crazy when they have Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Quincy Johnson, or Quinn Johnson, you know, Jalin Hyatt. You've got the kid from UNC, the kid from Cincinnati. There's so many decent receivers that we could end up with in the second or third round. Now, I probably would go linebacker in the second round because we need a linebacker. And that would be a good free agent pickup as well. But if the plan is to get a linebacker in the second round and just hope to get a receiver in the third round, maybe you get a receiver now. Well, if your plan is to get a receiver in the draft in the second round, get a linebacker now. So those are kind of the points I think they still need to make. We did just hear that Anthony Walker has a invitation to the Commanders for a interview. So he might be leaving us.
Yeah, that's sad, but I mean, he was hurt. Mm-hmm. We were at the game actually that he got hurt at. I'd hate to see him go though. I'd hate to see him go. Especially since I think we could get him back pretty cheap. And he played really good for us. He was the only one that I would say that was like consistent in the linebackers that wasn't JOK.
Yeah.
But what I would say about the draft, if we do draft a receiver, I want Hyatt, Jalin Hyatt, really bad.
Yeah, he's got the youth. He's got the speed. He could play slot. He could play outside. I mean, yeah, he'd be ideal for me as well.
Well, if you just watch him, if you watch his highlights, he's always wide open.
Mm-hmm.
He has some kind of separation that, like, I've never seen. And I heard Steve Smith talking about it. And it's actually nuts. Like, Steve, how much separation
with the receiver.
The receiver, Steve Smith. Yeah, the future Hall of Famer. But yeah, I would love to add him. Even though I personally would rather just trade for one. If we are to draft one, I hope it's him. I hope that's what we're gonna go with. I could easily see them saying, F it, we don't need no other receiver. DPJ is perfectly fine. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do think he's good enough.
He's very good.
Yeah.
At this point, they're shopping around for a wide receiver 2 or 3. And I don't know. I think you got to give David Bell a chance this year to prove himself. Get Anthony Schwartz off the field.
Yeah, leave him off the field. Practice squad.
Yeah.
Practice squad.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget who we have coming back this year with Hakeem Grant.
That is true.
As a special teams, a special teams wide receiver, I think, right? Or is he a running back?
Receiver. Only thing that worries me is that he tore his Achilles or ruptured his Achilles. That's the only thing that worries me about him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully he'll come back healthy this year. And we can see him in a Browns uniform finally. But yeah, I'm very hopeful and optimistic about our Cleveland Browns. And hopefully we can get something going. In other news, we'll get into what happened on the first day of free agency. Really before anything broke out, even before the TJ Edwards signing, Austin Eckler requested a trade from the LA Chargers was actually super surprising. It all came down to contract negotiations. Chargers weren't getting close to the number he wanted, so he requested a trade. I'm honestly surprised there haven't been teams that have been biting on it lately. Do you think there's any teams right now that should be looking into adding him?
The Detroit Lions.
You think?
They're in win now mode. They just got Gardner, right?
Yeah, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
I think this is the time because they just got rid of Jamal Williams. They still have Swift, but like Swift is kind of like in that
position. They have Swift and they signed David Montgomery from the Bears.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good point.
I mean, a team like Buffalo would be good. I would even say Arizona if they, you know, want to take some pressure off whoever they're playing at quarterback for majority of the season because Kyler's going to miss a lot of it.
Yeah.
Or if they're just going to go full tank, they could just go full.
James Conner, you don't think he's a good enough back to do it?
Not anymore. Not anymore. And they'll probably run with him this year. So this will be a big prove it year for him.
Yeah.
But man, yeah, no, I don't see it being James Conner. I could even see who would make a trade for him? I don't see like New England making a trade for him. They definitely won't trade to the Chiefs, being in the same division. Minnesota wouldn't. Chicago, I wouldn't sleep on it. They only have Herbert in their backfield right now, Khalil Herbert, who played pretty solid when he filled in for Montgomery. They got, let's see, who else would he sign with? Eagles aren't giving up anything.
No.
Unless they could get him for like a fifth round pick, and then I still don't even think they would have the money for him because he wants a long term deal. And they learned their lesson from DeMarco Murray not to give a running back a long term deal like that.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I wonder if he's just going to come to an agreement after he saw what happened with Melvin Gordon when they did like their little holdout. I don't know. I think Eckler's 10 times better than Melvin Gordon ever was, but
1,000%.
Yeah, not that like Melvin Gordon was a scrub or anything like that, but he's just better. But yeah, other than that, we had some big signings this week. We had TJ Edwards and Trey Edmonds, which was a surprise for everyone. Both signed with the Bears. So just dramatically upgraded their linebacking crew. Bears went absolutely off this offseason so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Poole, I hope this all pays off for him. Because, man, the Bears are going to be serious. And I know you have them in our little bet. I'm curious who's going to win that out because I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. But season has to start still.
As you should.
Yeah. But like I said, season still has to start. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see. The Browns missed out on Javon Hargrave, which I was really hoping they were going to get. But I'm glad they didn't sign him for the money that he was signed for. He signed with San Francisco for 4 years, $84 million, $40 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
He's good, but I don't think they should have spent the money on it. I think they had other places they need to spend their money right now. Even though defensive tackle is like one of our number one things that we needed.
I know. I thought he was a shoo-in, but Tomlinson was a good pickup.
Yeah, Tomlinson was a good pickup for the price. And, you know, it would have been amazing to get Hargrave, but at the end of the day, and I think we really had a realistic shot, I think when he got that offer from San Francisco, it's just I don't even want to hear anyone else from everything else that I'm hearing. Like, it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Got to take the money while you can. We had porn star Jimmy sign with the Raiders, so he's going to get his starting gig back, even though the Raiders said they still plan to draft a quarterback. Who do you think is going to be behind him? Who do you think they want in the draft? Do they want Will Levis? Are they praying they get Anthony Richardson?
I could see him landing with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I do too. I think it makes the most sense. You know, he can Richardson can learn behind Jimmy G. It's still like a shorter term deal, 3 years, $67 million. You know, they're not like super long committed to him. A lot of his contract is front loaded as well, so he could get dropped after year two. I wouldn't even be surprised if he got dropped sooner, depending on how anxious they are to start Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Which, if I'm them, I just want to hold back on that a little bit. But do you think then that Will Levis is for sure like an Indianapolis Colt?
Yeah, because both Bryce Young. Well, no, right? Because why wouldn't you take best available? And I think that CJ Stroud's going to Houston. Or no, duh. Panthers got first pick. So CJ Stroud's going to the Panthers. Okay, yeah, yeah. It'll be Will Levis to the Colts. And then if the Raiders are to take a quarterback, yes, it'll be Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I know for sure they plan on taking one. I wouldn't even be surprised if they trade up, if it means they get to pick their guy over the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I really see him trading up to three, but it is possible if the Cardinals want to trade down. You know, if you're the Raiders, why not go get your franchise quarterback? Absolutely understandable. But yeah, the Raiders had a very interesting offseason. Added Jacoby Myers, but yet traded Darren Waller. Darren Waller kind of surprised me that that actually happened. I didn't think that was ever actually going to happen.
No. But then you had Jacobs very unhappy.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, during their bye week, he just didn't contact anyone. He just wouldn't respond to any of his teammates. And they were trying to trade him for quite a bit of time now, it seemed like. But the Raiders got a third round pick for this year, pick number 100 to be exact, this year's draft. Ultimately, did the Giants absolutely fleece the Raiders in that trade, do you think? It seems kind of crazy.
They definitely got a good tight end receiver out of this. Third round pick, still pretty valuable, but I don't think you're going to get a superstar tight end worthy superstar out of that third round pick. So interesting that they took that. The Giants are loading up as well, keeping their team together for Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and I kind of was like, it made a little bit more sense on why he did not really perform very well last year. Darren Waller, I'm speaking about, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't really want to be out there.
No.
And I mean,
he was injured.
You know,
he was injured in the latter half of the season, but he wasn't getting a lot of receptions from Derek Carr. And then when Derek Carr is benched, you barely saw much anything interested him. So I think this was a good move for everybody. He did just get married, though, to a Las Vegas Aces player, which was another feud that they think was behind the trade. So that stinks that she plays in Las Vegas and he's going to play in New York.
Yeah. At least he doesn't have to sell his house, but.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, the NFL is a business. But yeah, it is what it is. The Falcons actually had a huge day or huge free agency period this year too. They traded for Jonnu Smith. Which, thank God he's free from New England, because he's so underrated and he was so underused. Him and Kyle Pitts are like terrifying together. You have probably the two fastest receiver or receiving tight ends out there running around, running routes.
Yeah, it'd be nasty.
Yeah. It's just going to be a matter of who's throwing the ball. Probably Desmond Ridder, and I kind of hope it is going to be Desmond Ridder, not Taylor Heinicke. I wouldn't be surprised if they went that route, but I think it's going to be Desmond Ridder. I think they drafted him for a reason. And I don't think he played bad. I think he played pretty solid, and I thought, honestly, out of all the quarterbacks in last year's draft, he's probably the most ready.
It's going to create a good competition, though, between him and Heinicke.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and definitely we'll want to watch that this season, see who ends up on top. Falcons also re-signed their guard, Chris Lindstrom, to a 5-year, $105 million deal. That was huge for their O-line. You know, he's a nice young guard, and he's performed pretty well for him in his time so far for the team. So congratulations to him. That's awesome. They also somehow managed to get Jesse Bates, which I did not expect them to go after Jesse Bates, but good for them. And they got the Saints' former defensive tackle, David Omiyada, I think. Omiyada. Which I was hoping the Browns were going to go after him originally. If they didn't go after Hargrave, like, you know, that's around the price that I was thinking that they were going to pay. And ultimately it was, but they just signed for a longer-term deal with Tomlinson.
Yeah.
So, you know,
again, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I like the pick.
Yeah, I do too. Blake's going to get excited about this one. Broncos country bulked up their O line.
Yes, sir.
And added some other pieces like Zach Allen to their defense.
That was huge.
Very slept on signing. Do you think the Broncos are going to get fixed this year?
They have the toughest division in football. I don't know that this is going to really fix anything. I think it's going to help, but I still see the Broncos finishing a third in the AFC West.
I'm going to give it a solid hell no. I don't think Russell Wilson's that guy whatsoever.
He's not that guy.
He's not Mr. Unlimited.
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 Unlimited. He's not him.
Nope.
So I don't really think that, I mean, yeah, it's going to make them a little bit more competitive, but I don't think that was the issue. Which also brings me up to a point that I don't want the Browns to trade for Jerry Jeudy. I'm sorry, I'm perfectly fine. I'm passing on that one.
So am I.
Yeah, I think he drops way too many balls.
Mm-hmm.
For my liking, at least. But, you know, I mean, he's still super talented. Just his catching is just not there for me. He just reminds me of one of those receivers that just, he starts running with the ball before he has the ball.
Yeah.
Like he just
they catch the ball if we can run with the ball.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not an NFL expert by any means necessary, so I'm not going to tell him how to play wide receiver in the NFL, but that's just probably my biggest gripe on, you know, especially the asking price they're asking, a first or a second round pick. Yeah, no, that ain't happening. Not happening for us. Cowboys stole Stephon Gilmore from the Colts. They only traded a fifth round pick. But honestly, like I don't get what the Colts are doing. I know they're trying to offload a little bit of their salary cap. And I think they're gonna go through a rebuild here this year, even though they have a team that's kinda on the cusp already but yet kind of not. They looked really good going into next or last season, but it never clicked.
Yeah.
It never clicked. It looked like the players were defeated before the season even started. And I don't know if they just needed change from a coach, because I mean, granted, I don't think Jeff Saturday was the right move whatsoever, but I mean, he won his first game.
Yeah.
Barely. I don't think he won another one.
No, he didn't.
But you know, that's a tough situation, you know. They at least got his name in the hat for right now. I don't know what kind of opportunities will come his way next. If he's going to go back to ESPN, what he may do. I don't think they've announced anything on that, though.
No.
And bigger news, I can't believe I didn't talk about this sooner. Aaron Rodgers. So it sounds like he said that he plans on playing for the Jets next season. It's just a matter of trade going through now. But
plans on playing for the Jets.
Yeah.
That still scares me because he's not made an announcement yet. There's still a chance it doesn't go through and he just says, screw it, I'm retiring.
Yeah, that could easily happen. The Green Bay Packers, literally, like, the Green Bay Packers have the New York Jets by their balls right now. Like, they could just say, no, we don't like your offer. We want more.
Yep.
And they can't do anything about it. And they'll just let Aaron retire. And even if he does retire and says he comes back and plays for the Jets, they still have to trade for him.
Yeah.
But that means they have to eat his salary cap. They just want him out of the building. But they, of course, I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. They're going to get the price they want for him.
Exactly.
So I don't know quite what that would be. I mean, I would at least assume it'd be number 13 overall and maybe some other future picks. I don't know if it'd be another first round. I would ask for at least two, you know.
Well, and the Packers have 15, don't they? So yeah. Basically, they have almost two back-to-back picks. Be kind of nice.
Well, it'd set you up for a nice rebuild. Like, you could, you know, rebuild pretty quickly with two first-round picks if you know what you're doing, and the Packers scouting department's pretty solid, I would say. They've always landed some gems later on in the rounds, like Aaron Jones and some other later picks that they've done in the past. So I expect them to, you know, be competitive again, probably in like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Maybe not Super Bowl, but at least competitive again. Depending on how Jordan Love plays too. Which, I mean, he didn't really look that bad last season when he stepped in. Not as bad as I'd seen him before.
Yeah, I've seen him lose to Dustin Crumb, so that's all I need to know.
That is true.
Yep.
Dustin Crumb needs to be on an NFL roster right now.
Yes, yes he does. Hopefully soon.
Hopefully. We're waiting on it.
Make the call.
Make the call, guys. Make the call. One thing that did shock me this offseason, there's actually two, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about them quick. Juju leaving Kansas City. I did not expect that.
I didn't either, but I'm very excited he's gone.
Yeah, I am too. You know, cheering for the Chiefs. That, and I don't think they were ever going to – I'm praying they were never going to give him this kind of money. 3 years, $33 million with the Patriots, which I thought was kind of weird because Jacoby Myers, who played pretty good other than that one play against, of course, the Raiders.
That one play.
He had the same deal from the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just surprised that they weren't even going to offer him that. I just thought it was kind of weird. Miles Sanders signed with the Panthers. That one was pretty, you know, pretty known to happen. I mean, Panthers needed a running back. Miles Sanders, I mean, you didn't have to pay that much for him. It was only 4 years, $25 million. So that's not horrible. Not horrible at all. The one I was surprised about was the Bengals being able to sign Orlando Brown Jr. To help block for Joe Burrow. It sucks for us Browns fans, but
another loss for the Chiefs, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Bengals also kind of overpaid for him.
You think?
A little bit. I think there's a reason the Chiefs didn't give. Well, the dude that the Chiefs signed got more than that.
Yeah.
And Brown declined an offer that was way more from the Chiefs because he wanted more money. So it was kind of a huge L. I want to see how much it was. I'll find that when we get back from our little break. Good old Buster Mayfield, I like to call him. Baker Mayfield.
Baker, he's a playmaker.
He's now going to be most likely the starting quarterback for Tampa next season. Signed a 1-year deal.
Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Team number two. Team number two. Baker, he's a playmaker.
Do you like that you have to root for Baker again?
I love it.
You love it?
I was very excited to see that signing. My grandpa, who lives in Florida, he said, "How do we feel about Baker?" And I said, "I've got a couple little cousins down there. They cried when Tom Brady retired." I said, "Show them the clip. Show them the clip of January 10th of 2020, or 2021." I said, "They'll be excited." That's all you need to see is our one playoff win.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm pumped. So I'm not going to lie. If he ends up being the starter, I'll say it right now. I'll get a Mayfield Bucks jersey if he wins the starting job.
Wow.
I will get a Mayfield Bucks jersey.
I think this will be good
for him. I think it'll be good for him. Like I tried telling you before, Mike Evans, dog. He's got Chris Godwin, dog. He still has Rashad White in the backfield, and they just signed today Chase Edmonds. Okay, but Rashad White, dog, your dog just jumped.
She did. I just saw that. What are you doing? What are you doing, crazy lady?
Dad, I got to pee.
We'll go out soon. Don't worry.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the best for him. You know, I'm not rooting against him. I just, it's make or break for him, man. Me and you were talking about that off air. You know, this signing is going to be make or break for him. Whether he's legit, I mean, not that I necessarily think he has to reprove himself, but he kind of does to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Especially how Carolina went, did not go very well. But it seemed like that whole team last season was a dumpster fire for the most, for at least while he was there, and then things got better. Because they actually kind of went on a run at the end.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm curious how he'll pan out there with you know, he's lucky he has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. He's got one of the best duos in the league. Which brings up a question that I saw today on Twitter. If Mike Evans retired today, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
He's never been first team all NFL. Or first team offense. Best he's ever done is second team once. Only been to the Pro Bowl 3 times.
Oh.
Which I never realized that he'd only been there 3 times.
How many 1,000-plus yards in a row?
I think only like 3 or 4.
Hmm.
I think he could be. I'm just saying if it happened today, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. But
he's not first ballot for sure. Not first ballot. No, he might eventually sneak his way in.
Mm-hmm. Definitely still good enough. If Calvin Johnson
can... Yeah, Calvin Johnson, that's a different animal, though.
Yeah, he's a monster. An alien.
And then the last one that's pretty recent, the Panthers the other day finally finalized a deal with Adam Thielen on a 3-year deal, which is basically 2 years of that is, you know, guaranteed and for sure. And it sounds like the third year is kind of like a, we'll see how you're doing the first 2 years. So that's at least a decent replacement for DJ Moore, especially with if Stroud's going to be their quarterback, you know, it gives him a weapon. I think they honestly made a big comeback in this offseason from that trade because I was very worried for them after that trade.
But I just don't see Thielen being their number one. That's my only thing, is they still need a number one receiver, which it'd be kind of cool to see Hopkins go there. But
oh, it would be cool. I don't know if they'll make a move for Hopkins necessarily. I think they might just ride Thielen for the first year and, you know, maybe hope to develop someone. If not, see how Stroud does and be like, okay, let's go get this guy another target. I think they kind of want to see what they have.
Worst comes to worst, you tank next year and get Marvin Harrison Jr. in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they can't. They can't tank next year for that. The Bears have their pick.
That's right. Well.
So. Ah, man, that sucks. For going through that this year, that sucks. I would have loved to have number 12 pick right now. Other than I would much rather have Deshaun Watson. Granted, hopefully that he pans out, but
yeah.
And I think he will. I have hope. I have hope. You know, he had to kick off a lot of rust last season, and, you know,
this is the year.
Yeah, a lot of last season when he started playing was, it felt like preseason to me. Yeah. Felt like, you know, we just went out there and started trying different things and see what worked and see what didn't. It was like just one big practice. Which I'm hoping that's what it was, but other than that, I think we're going to go ahead and take a little break here, and we'll be right back to finish off the show. All right, and we are back. So before we get into our last little couple segments here, I just saw on my phone that Antoine Davis from Detroit Mercy feels like he was cheated out of the scoring record. I don't know if you saw that at all.
No.
Yeah, so he was, I think, only 8 points short of the scoring record, and thought that they should have extended the invite to Detroit Mercy to allow him to score that 8 points. Whether maybe it was
in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. I just thought that was funny that he feels like he was cheated out on that. I mean, you have to deserve to make it. Like, I mean, Cleveland State made it.
Right.
Like, your team wasn't good enough. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, he didn't get the scoring record. You're 8 points shy.
Yeah.
Sucks, but.
I'd also like to say before we start, tonight's loadout is brought to you by Saucy Brewworks. I am drinking. What's his nuts? It is a peanut butter vanilla coffee stout. We reviewed this one before. It's just one of my favorite beers. 7.5 alcohol percent volume, or alcohol per volume. If you guys haven't ever been to Saucy Brewworks, they make great pizza, and they make even greater beer.
I've actually always wanted to try their pizza.
Oh, you haven't gone yet?
Nope.
Oh my gosh. Maybe when Caitlin turns 21.
She is 21. Maybe can you do something for me?
Maybe when she's old enough, we can go and get some pizza.
Oh, my God. We'll say have to when. Go.
Yeah, you
we'll
say
have to
when.
Go get pizza. Okay. Really well, maybe if I don't have to go to Kansas this weekend, we might do that.
I would love it.
All right, we'll plan on it. if I don't have to go to Kansas. But I mean, I'll be back Sunday though, so
true.
Who knows? I'm only gone for 2 days.
True.
But all right, let's get into these segments now. So I saw a tweet this morning. It was asking everyone, who is the top three quarterbacks in the NFL right now? And I want you to go first. In order.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Jalen
Hurts. Ooh, Jalen Hurts.
And I only say that because Josh Allen can't win the big games.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts has proved he's a winner. Obviously, they lost the Super Bowl. But I, as much as I love that the Chiefs won, had that not been called defensive holding, they kicked a field goal. You gave Jalen Hurts a minute and a half or a minute to go down and score. I have a feeling the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is a dog.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's a crazy take at all, actually. I don't know if I have him top three.
I think Joe Burrow's better. So,
yes.
That's just.
Yes, I agree. I go same as you with the top two, Patty Mahomes and then Joe Burrow. And then at number three, I am going to go Josh Allen, even though he's kind of on the cusp for me right now. For the same reason that you just said, you know, he's not very like consistent. He's super talented, but he obviously needed a ton of weapons to become good.
Yeah.
Because I mean, before Stephon Diggs got there, he kind of looked like a bust. He looked rough his rookie season. And I mean, that people will go back to the, you know, Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions his rookie year. Yada, yada, yada. Well, not every player is the same. Josh Allen has probably some of the best arm talent in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not quite ready to say that he's not top three, but I could understand an argument against it. And I think Jalen Hurts is one of those people that you could argue for being in that top three. So. Yeah, as of right now, Josh Allen's sitting at three for me. And Hurts is either four or five.
Okay.
Let me just add on to that one real quick. Where do you think Aaron Rodgers ranks in the top quarterbacks right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 10 or 12.
Okay. Let me go through a list on who you think's better than him. Okay, you obviously think Jalen Hurts is better. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'll just name him right here.
Dak Prescott.
Hold on. So you've got Patty Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. Tua when he's not concussed.
Ooh.
Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
I still think he's a better quarterback. Kirk Cousins.
Whoa. I don't know about that one.
And
I don't know.
Jared Goff. Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins are kind of interchangeable. I think Jared Goff might be better than Kirk. So we'll just knock off Kirk for this slight second. Let me run through my teams here. Mm-hmm. I do think Aaron Rodgers is better than Dak. So that's why I said no, because I have to make sure that I got this correct here. I think he's better than Jimmy G, better than Purdy, better than Geno Smith. Geno Smith had a great year, though. Better than Russ, better than.
Definitely better than Russ.
Better than Matthew Stafford if he's healthy. Matthew Stafford could be a top 10 quarterback if he's healthy, but I'm going to leave him off because he's not playing right now. What's left? Not Ritter.
Is he better than Daniel Jones?
Yes.
Is he better than Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just say Aaron Rodgers right now is number 10
Okay.
on my list. My list.
That's fair. I'm right there with you on that. I think he's definitely better than anything the Jets have had in the last, I don't know, decade. So, I mean, it's still an upgrade. But yeah, I thought that'd be an interesting thing to talk about on this episode. But I have a couple of they're sports related, but not like anything crazy. Dylan, when you're watching a big game, where do you prefer to watch the game at?
Now, are we talking about any big game? Are we
Any big
talking?
game, any big event.
This is a tough one because if it's a Browns game, I prefer to be there. But if it's an away Browns game, I like to just watch it on my couch because I want to lock in and focus on everything. Now, hear me out. I do love going to B-dubs. B-dubs is probably my go-to for anything else.
Okay. I can get behind that.
If I'm
So,
not
yeah.
at the game, I'm at B-dubs.
Okay. So you prefer going to a bar?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I'm pretty much with that too. I like going to a bar, especially if it's, a nice sports bar where everyone's into the game and watching it. 'Cause some bars, it's kind of like, oh, the TV's behind you. Like, you can't, not everyone can watch it, which is unfortunate. But are you a Super Bowl party type of guy, or would you rather just watch it by yourself at home?
No, I'm a Super Bowl party kind of guy.
Yeah, I am too. I look forward to, like making food and, watching it with all my friends and whoever's over. It's making a new event. I do think it's a little bit harder to actually watch the game unless everyone's eyes are peeled to it.
I did have a question to add on to that one. What's more fun to watch, the NFL draft or the NBA draft? Because I think they're two totally different beasts.
Yes, they are. I would say the NFL draft. I think bigger things happen in the NFL draft.
Same.
And all first round picks matter to the teams
Yeah.
in the first round of the NFL draft compared to NBA. Like, I would
I
say
almost
past the lottery, those players are playing in the G League.
there's yes. There's a part of me that wants to say that I almost enjoy watching the NFL draft more than I do the Super Bowl because sometimes it means more to my team, the Browns, than watching a Super Bowl does to my team, the Browns.
Well, yeah, you're watching your team's like future, like, okay, what
Yeah.
direction are we going in? Like,
Like when we
what are we
drafted
doing?
Myles Garrett was like, okay, this is our future. When we drafted Baker Mayfield, at the time I thought, okay, here's our future. Denzel Ward, here's our future. It's just like watching these picks. It's like, okay, they chose Emerson. Okay, they chose, Newsome. Here we go. We got this. We got that. What are we gonna pick this year? I hope it's Jalen Hyatt. So.
Yeah, same here. It's a lot more like a game of chess rather than a game of checkers, if that makes sense. Like, I like the strategy behind it. I actually my favorite parts of the trades.
Yeah, trades are fun.
The trades are seeing players, which I know this sucks to say, but seeing some players drop that everyone had like really high ranked. Like Malik Willis, everyone thought he was going first round last year and he
Yeah.
dropped to what, the bottom of the third?
Third round.
Yeah. Yeah, like seeing stuff like that's probably my favorite thing. Like, I don't think anyone had Olave going over Garrett Wilson last year.
No.
Or anything like that. No one expected AJ Brown to be traded on draft night.
That was crazy.
Especially for what they traded him for. I think the Titans are kicking themselves pretty hard on that one right now. Brick still has a lot of time, but Yeah, I absolutely love watching the NFL draft. So
Me too.
April, I'll be tuned in.
Me
I
too.
even like watching like the I like watching the entire draft, even like the late round picks.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping I see Juice Scruggs get picked this year from Penn State. Hoping to see an Ashtabula man get picked. What is the best thing to eat when you go to a game? So you're at attendance at the game. You can even be specific on the sport. Like, what's your favorite thing?
I love getting a hot dog at a baseball game.
Absolutely. It's essential.
Glizzy.
I need one glizzy at baseball game. Football, it's hit or miss, honestly. I'd rather
Football,
eat at the
I take a
tailgate.
pencil. Yeah, at the tailgate. I'd rather just drink at the game, but if I'm gonna eat at the game, I'd rather get a pretzel or nachos.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, I'd rather, tailgate beforehand. If I'm not at the game though, pizza's got to be the move. Pizza's got to be the move, or wings. I can settle for
That
wings as
wings
well.
or buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, something it's got to be something that, something greasy. I gotta have something greasy when I'm watching football.
I love grease.
Or even basketball. Like, some of my favorite moments was going over to my friend's house during the 2016 finals and just getting pizza every night, because his family owned Domino's.
Oh, that's
So we
sweet.
would just get a bunch of Domino's pizza delivered to the house.
Me and Rocco just went to B-Dubs and we sat there for 3 hours at a time. But B-Dubs has always been the go-to, especially like what I remember was Dane and I, we went to B-Dubs to watch the Bengals beat the Chiefs last or 2 seasons ago. And that was so insane. Like the whole restaurant was just cheering because the Bengals won and we're like in Middleburg Heights. And we're like, nobody up here normally gives a shit about the Bengals.
Yeah,
So that
that
was.
is true.
What's your go-to drink for game day?
Depends on the event.
Because mine's still a high noon.
I would either go high noon. It also depends on who I'm with. If I'm with the boys, I'm shotgunning some beers. Oh yeah. I'll go. Might sound trashy. I'll go with like Bush Light. I'll get
Wow.
the inner country boy out of me.
Okay. I like it. You and Gabby both.
I figured she liked Bush Light.
Oh, she loves it.
I don't know about loving it. I love shotgunning it, but it's just
Wow.
so easy to shotgun. Budweiser's probably my go-to drink, though, to be the safe bet, though. Overall, I love my Budweiser and the Clydesdales.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all we had for this show today. But I'm glad we finally got it in, and we'll be back later on this week. Hopefully,
Yeah,
I
we'll be
won't
back
get
Friday.
shipped off to Kansas. But
Yeah, we'll be recording Thursday night, so.
we'll be recording Thursday night, so that won't affect anything.
No.
But I'll hopefully know by then whether I'm going to Kansas or not. So.
Yeah, seriously.
Because I
You
don't
should
want to
know.
find
You
out
should know
Thursday
by.
night.
I was gonna say you should know by tomorrow.
Well, when I went to Indianapolis, I found out about 10 hours before.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to fly there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're gonna need more than 24 hours to plan a flight.
Yeah.
So you have to know
Yeah.
by tomorrow or Wednesday. But
Yeah, they're trying to get some info for me right now on what they're gonna do, but
good.
I don't know. I kind of hope I stay at home personally, but
Yeah.
it'd be cool to go to Kansas. I've never been.
It's fun. Get some
I
Joe's
bet.
barbecue.
Joe's
If you do
barbecue.
go, yeah, if you go, you have to get Joe's barbecue. You might have to Uber there, so you might have to expense that, but Joe's barbecue, it's so worth it. Or you could probably Uber Eats it. I bet they do that. But it's worth it, I swear to God. It's the best.
I'll make a walk if I have to. If
Gabby
it's
showed me it and it was worth it. But remember to gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Love you guys.
Peace.